Arizona is now allowing anyone over the age of 16 who wants to get vaccinated against COVID-19 to get their shots. There are other states who are taking a similar approach, while others are more restrictive. And new research finds the states who are limiting who can get the vaccine are getting into residents' arms more efficiently. To find out how and why, my co-host Mark Brody spoke with Nicholas Stewart, senior research scientist at the nonprofit Sergo Ventures, which did the research.
This decentralized approach to vaccinations has led to severe disparities in state coverage of the vaccination. So we decided to run this analysis to help state leaders see how they can decrease gaps in COVID vaccine coverage. And this analysis may provide just one answer as to why that we are seeing such disparities.
And it seems like what you found is that states that just kind of opened it up, you know, wide to almost anybody, they weren't vaccinating as many people as states that were a little more restrictive, right?
Exactly. The general trend that we found is that states that had a more narrow approach, meaning that they were vaccinating a smaller proportion of their population, actually had greater success at rolling out the vaccine more efficiently. And they were, in essence, saw greater coverage of the vaccine.
Why is that?
So it does seem a little counterintuitive,
yeah.
But if we imagine when the vaccine was initially rolled out, most states were vaccinating healthcare workers and long-term care residents. And in theory, these would be the easiest proportions of the population to vaccinate because we can vaccinate them where they work or where they live. When we start to expand that eligibility criteria to essential workers, as well as people with pre-existing conditions, we start to increase the various uptake barriers that may be seen as challenges to reaching a large proportion of the population, especially given a limited supply. We can see that in the beginning, there was a frustratingly slow process, especially surrounding the IT infrastructure. So a lot of this story is actually very nuanced. And we see that states that actually had a strong public health infrastructure pre-pandemic are actually able to vaccinate much larger cohorts of their population in a more efficient manner.
Well, so you mentioned that early on, folks could get vaccinated, those who are eligible, either where they work or where they live. Once you roll it out, though, you expand maybe to younger people or to teachers like they did in Arizona or other particular groups, you know, police officers, firefighters, people like that. Is it necessarily so that it will be harder to vaccinate them because you cannot go necessarily to where they work or where they live? Like, does it matter how restrictive or how open you are? Because once you have gotten that first cohort of people vaccinated, the next universe of people, regardless of how you go, are people that have to come to you. You have to find them and get them to come to you.
That's exactly right. And there, so when you start opening to people that you cannot go directly to them, there needs to be an infrastructure in place ready to accept such a large group of people. For instance, the IT infrastructure. So it essentially even getting an appointment becomes a burden when there are so many people trying to get an appointment at the same time. And there are other vaccine uptake barriers, such as the time it takes to go to an appointment. There is also transportation barriers. And for some people that have decreased mobility or do not have direct access to transportation, it may be difficult for them to go to a vaccination site in a timely manner. So opening up the eligibility criteria really exacerbates and highlights some of the inequities that we see across state populations.
So in Arizona, we started off, as many states did, with healthcare workers. We moved on to people 75 and older, teachers, people like that, and, you know, slowly moved down, or maybe not so slowly, moved down the age group. And then very recently, basically anyone 16 and older can now get a vaccine. How did Arizona fare based on the data that you looked at?
So Arizona actually, at the time that we did this analysis, which was back in March 11th, had only opened its eligibility to about 37% of the state population. Now, that was far well below the national average, which was around 55% of a state's population. And we see that Arizona actually fared quite well in terms of their vaccination coverage. They are currently sit around 20th place out of the 51 states that are back across the U.S. right now. And I'm aware that especially Maricopa County, as well as the state of Arizona, is opening up its eligibility to everybody over the age of 16. So I think some of the vaccine uptake barriers that were not seen during the initial phases of the vaccine, Arizona may encounter those as they open it up to everybody.
Well, so it sounds like Arizona kind of fell in line with what you found nationally, that it was somewhat restrictive at the beginning and did a pretty good job of getting shots into the arms of people who were eligible. But it sounds like what you're saying is we might start to slow things down now that we've opened it up to more people.
Yeah, that's right. So what we found in our, specifically, I'll refer to our index, we found that Arizona is particularly susceptible to resource-constrained healthcare systems. And that indicates that there's a lower healthcare system capacity, both in terms of the workforce and the infrastructure. So we can take Maricopa County, for example. They have administered just over 700,000 first doses to people across Maricopa County. But we know that there's about 4.5 million people in Maricopa County alone. So since it is now open up to everybody, Maricopa County needs to ensure that the infrastructure is in place, both in terms of human resources and structural resources, to be able to vaccinate everybody in an efficient manner.
All right. That is Nicholas Stewart, Senior Research Scientist at Surgo Ventures. Nicholas, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mark, for your time. I appreciate it.